We've recently seen some pretty heavy storms hit New Jersey, leaving in their wake damaging flooding, especially in areas where, as you like to say, flooding is traditional. And I can think of happier traditions too, but such is the reality of the situation. State legislature did respond. They passed a law now over 2 years ago. They gave towns the ability to create, well, they're called stormwater utilities to address the problem. And in those 2+ years now, not a single New Jersey municipality has created one. You might remember this idea too. The opponents called it a rain tax. Supporters call it flood defense. And like I said, it's based around the idea of a stormwater utility. The law lets towns, counties create an entity that would assess a fee on properties that create excessive stormwater runoff. In other words, the ones creating the flooding dangers and flooding traditions, I guess we'd say again, you know, large roofs, parking lots, and the revenue would be used then to pay for projects to resolve the runoff and avoid the flooding. Some of the mayors are saying the towns haven't put this law into use because they don't want to place a greater financial burden on the people who live in their city or town who feel that living in New Jersey is already too expensive. One example, Mount Arlington Mayor Mike Stanzilla said, "A reason to avoid creating such a utility is because bureaucracies are a dangerous thing. Once you create a bureaucracy, there's no turning back." Looking at the science of all this, when stormwater runs off properties, it can carry along things like pesticides, bacteria, garbage. Also dump phosphorus into lakes from lawn fertilizer. That adds to the growth of algae and weeds. It brings Lake Apacon to mind. Yes, I know. Speaking of which, the Lake Apacon Foundation, that's a nonprofit dedicated to protecting the lake's environment, they've pretty much taken a neutral stand on this whole thing. Chair of the foundation, Marty Kane, put out a statement, "We purposely have not taken any side because, quite honestly, you don't want to get to the point where politicians hear the word stormwater and they immediately turn off. When stormwater utilities were first mentioned, we found a lot of the elected officials didn't want to talk about stormwater because they immediately thought you want to talk about stormwater utilities, and they really are two separate issues." So that's the science situation. Now, as far as the financial side of things, who pays for all this? Well, the taxes are wide-ranging, applied to an entire community. Stormwater utilities would impose the largest fees on the properties that generate the significant rainfall runoff. Anyone who has a property, for example, has a large paved parking lot. There are exemptions, farms, commercial gardens, but every other property owner could be subject to a fee, and yet includes single-family homeowners, condo complexes, other residential properties. But the law does give towns and counties pretty good discretion to determine who pays and how much. And property owners could get their fees reduced by doing things like installing rain barrels, rain gardens, other naturally based systems that suck up the water before it reaches streets, storm drains, and streams. Look at other states with stormwater utilities. Fees for homeowners are averaging about $18 per month. So taking that figure and dropping it into New Jersey's typical monetary math conversion, you could pretty much safely assume that amount would be multiplied by at least 10,